O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Matthew 22, verses 34 through 46. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to The Greatest Commandment by Paul Zak. The piano part provides a rippling effect, while the cello's countermelody complements it with a steady line. The Greatest Commandment is sung in three different iterations, first one at a time, then all three simultaneously. The interwoven melodies rise and fall in gentle waves, then join together at the very end to create a unified chorus of love.
God, with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Let us be known, let us be known by the way we love. Let us be known, let by the way we love. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord.
Matthew 22, verses 34 through 46. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Now, while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them a question, saying, what do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he? They said to him, the son of David. He said to them, how is it then that David in the Spirit calls him Lord, saying, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet? If then David calls him Lord, how is he his son? And no one was able to answer him a word, nor from that day did anyone dare to ask him any more questions.
In Matthew 22:34 through 46, Jesus has just silenced the Sadducees who were trying to test and trick him regarding the resurrection. The Pharisees enter next to likewise attempt to test and trick Jesus regarding the great commandment in the law. So they pose a question to Jesus: which is the great commandment in the law? Now, Jewish scholars suggest that there are 613 commandments in the Old Testament law. The rabbis and lawyers of the first century commonly engaged in an ongoing debate to determine which commands were light and which were weighty. So the Pharisees were, in a way, asking Jesus to enter into their debate and pronounce which commandment was the most weighty or the greatest. Jesus enters that debate by referring to the Shema from Deuteronomy 6:5, which was repeated twice daily by faithful Jews and would have been familiar to the most learned scholar and the common Jewish person listening in the crowd. Jesus says that the first great commandment is to love the Lord your God with your heart, soul, and mind, with your everything, with the whole person, to glorify God. Perhaps Jesus' listeners in the first century would have expected him to conclude his statement on the great commandment with simply, love God. But Jesus also reminds his listeners of the second great commandment, to love your neighbor. Jesus quotes from the middle of Leviticus, Leviticus 19:18, where God commands, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself, I am the Lord." Jesus puts the command to love your neighbor on the same level as loving God. So Jesus concludes that all of the Old Testament can be summarized as love God and love others. Matthew ends this section by reminding his readers that Jesus is not just a great debater or teacher, but rather Jesus is the one that all of the Old Testament law and prophets pointed forward to. He is the Christ, the Lord, who has come to conquer sin and death. So the great commandment is to love God and love neighbor. But note that these commandments are not pitted against one another. We will love God by loving neighbor, and we will love our neighbor by loving God. What does it look like to love God and love neighbor? Here are just a few ideas. Loving God means first and foremost trusting in Jesus, the one to whom all the Old Testament points, the one who perfectly obeyed the commandments, who lived the perfect life, who died and rose again. Loving God is also obeying the commands that He has set down in Scripture, believing His word and His promises in Scripture, giving thanks to Him, worshiping and praising Him, and walking daily with Him. Similarly, loving neighbor means remembering that each and every human is a special and unique person made in the image of God and having a particular worth and dignity. It means to treat others with kindness, selflessness, and compassion, to forgive one another, particularly in light of how much we have been forgiven by God through Jesus. In the words of John 4:7, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God." So let us renew our commitment this day and every day to love God and love others, the great commandment.
Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. Increase, O God, the spirit of neighborliness among us, that in peril we may uphold one another, in suffering tend to one another, and in homelessness, loneliness, or exile befriend one another. Grant us brave and enduring hearts that we may strengthen one another until the disciplines and testing of these days are ended, and you again give peace in our time. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.